Okay, Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Dam Besulim. So the Mishnah says on Samach Talam Beis that Dam Besulim does not make you a Nida, as we would expect. Dam Besulim is a Damaka. And not only that, but depending on the woman or the girl's stage in life, we will assume even subsequent blood meaning even after the first Bia, will attribute that blood to Dam Besulim. So the Mishnah says there are different stages. Tinoka shel gias man liraos v'niseis v'sham yomer nosen la arba leilos v'sel omrim ad shechia maka. Then stage two, gias man liraos v'niseis. So it's the time we would expect her to get her period, but she still has never gotten her period yet. V'sham yomer nosen la l'arishon v'sel omrim ad motzei Shabbos arba leilos. You see, Motzei Shabbos is called Arbalelos. Arbalelos, but I guess you call Gimel Yamim. Fine, so Arbalelos, meaning in those days that would have been Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Motzei Shabbos. So that would mean that if she sees Dam during those four nights, then she would be Mutaris. In other words, you'd attribute that Dam to Dam Besulim. Subsequently, we would assume it's Dam Nida. Ross of Odebe Savia, what if she had a period before she got married? The whole night. And then the Gemara says, Amarav Bogaris noting a Laila Risham of a Bogaris Shirasa, so then only BS mitzvah. So at the end of the day, the according to Rav at least, you have a Bogaris Shirasa. Then she has BS mitzvah. The simple reading of the Gemara, the Rosh might disagree, it is that, in other words, Bias Mitzvah we give her. So if she sees Dam during Bias Mitzvah, she's not going to become Asura. And any Dam that she sees subsequently, we will not attribute to the Dam Besulim, and therefore she would be Asura at that point. But then we have a statement from Rav and Shmuel Samachayim and Beis. Dam Ritarvai, Halacha Bal Bias Mitzvah Poresh. So the Gemara asks from the story of Rabbi and the Braisa and the Mishnah, and the Gemara answers, Enu de Amru, Kerboseinu de Tanya, Raboseinu Chazu Nimnu, She Boal Bios Mitzvah Polish. So there was some type of later Takana that was Boal Bios Mitzvah Polish. Now, Luch Ora, what the Gemara sounds like is that that's true across the board. In other words, even a tinoka shaloi gelis mana liros, still we say bal bilos mitzvah parish. And that's the view of the Raivi, the Rashba, the Rash, the Ran, and others. In which case, what we're saying basically is that there are two chumras over here. Number one is that we equate all levels, right? We're not machalic anymore between tinoka shaloi gelis mana and bogeres. They all have the same din of Bal Bilas Mitzvah Poresh. And the second Chumrah is Bal Bilas Mitzvah Uporesh, meaning to say, even though they had Bilas Mitzvah, and earlier we said the most, even for Boger Shirasa, we have Nosn Labias Mitzvah, meaning to say she doesn't become Asura. She has at least one freebie. Here we say, no, Bal Bilas Mitzvah Uporesh, no freebies. In other words, we're saying in the bottom line, halacha maisa, two chumras. Number one, we equate all levels. And number two is we're going to treat her as a nida, at least post-bia. That's the pashtus of the Gemara, at least the way I thought. The Rush sounds like he thinks that when Rav said bogar shirasa, knows the bias mitzvah, that means we give her the chance to be gomer bias mitzvah, but afterwards she'd be a surah, in which case Rav and Shmuel Damri Tarvai was only one chumrah. The other one was originally part of Rav's thing. But Benkach, Benkach, we have to figure out what's the reason for these halachos. In other words, why is it that we seem to be doing away with any of the kulos of Dam Besulim? Now, I should point out that even though I said before, the simple reading of the Gemara, at least this is the view of most Rishonim, is that we are no longer mashve, we no longer machalik at different stages, and we say under all conditions, Bal Bilas Mitzvah Uporesh. However, if you look at the Rambam, it doesn't sound that way. The Rambam in Parakeh, Halachos Yod Ches and Yod Tes, quotes the dinim of the Mishnah. Dam besulim tar, ve'eno lo dam nidiv, lo dam ziva, she'en hamana makor, ela kamo dam chabur, like we expect, right? Dam nid, dam besulim is basically no different than dam maka. Ve'ketza dinah besula, ve'damim im nises ketana, ve'en lo rasa dam yameha ben shirasa, and he goes to the original dinim. Nises kshinaira, im lo rasa, yameha dam, hareza mutaris levailar bayamim, Biyom uvalayla afal pish adam shoseis ushalo chayis amaka v'mas adam v'leis avia v'acharkach neseis ein la lava ala ala bila rishona uporesh v'yadam besulim zek ki'ilu ki tchilas nida. In other words, what the Rambam seems to say, as the Ram points out, is that they were only misakein to be machmir by naira shirasa. So the way the Rambam's reading it is, they didn't make this across the board chumrah even to be mashva all stages. The chumrah is only for Naira Shirasa. Okay. The Rif in Shvuos writes, again, all the dinim that are listed in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. In other words, the difference between Ketana and Naira and the like. And that too would suggest that he thinks that these are still relevant lamaisa. And then the Rif quotes a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi that says that that they were mafmir across the board. So the Beis Yosef says, what's the Rif doing? Tzvar of Temuim, because he shouldn't have brought down these dinim if they're lo l'halacha. And says the Beis Yosef, it must be also that the Rif learns that when Rav and Shmuel say Baal Bilos Mitzvah Poresh, that's only going on Rasa Vodave Savia, like the Rambam. Okay, so according to the Rambam and the Rif, basically we still have some of the din of the Mishnah. However, when the Rif quotes this Yerushalmi, who has this minhag to be Machmir, what he's basically saying is that's Medina de Gemara, but there's a minhag, I guess this is a minhag in Eretz Yisrael, that they were bimachmir. So what for the other Rishonim is a Chumra Medina de Gemara, and it's based off of the Bavli for the Rif, and along similar lines we'll see in the Rambam, there's a minhag to be machmir. If you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam brings it down, we'll read it in a minute, it sounds like that it was nispashet this minhag to be machmir. Now, there's as opposed to certain minhagim, we'll see in the upcoming simon like Dam Tohar, where the minhag to be machmir was not yet in this pashet in the times of the Rambam. There were still some countries that were Baal Dam Tohar, some countries that weren't. Here the Rambam implies that it was nispashet. So maybe it started off in Eretz Yisrael, as the Rif implies, but then it was nispashet. So the nafkamina of the Beis Yosef is, if we see someone who's machmir, since it's a minhag, we shouldn't say it's a minhag taus, but rather we should assume it's a valid minhag, and the minhag spread to whatever places that they got to, and eventually spread throughout. And that's the impression, like I said again, the Rambam in Perkei Aleph. So there we have a lot of minhagim, and like in Halacha Zayin there, he talks about in Sarfas der Bol, Adam Tawar, and in Halacha Ches, he says, V'chein din dam besulim bizman hazeh shafilu haisa ketana shelo yigi hazman aliros v'lo rasa dam yameh ha'bal bilas mitzvah parish. So whether you think it's dina de gemara or it's medin minhag that's not based off of at least the Bavli, this minhag seems to have spread throughout, and therefore there's not really much of a difference between the different shitos. Either Tasa Medina de Gemara, Tasa Medina de Minna. Okay. So the big question is why? Why are they machmir? Especially if you think it's a Gzeira de Rabbanan. Very strange Gzeira. Because really, this, like we said, we know what this is. This is Dam, this Besulim is Dam Maka. There doesn't seem to be any particular reason why we would have to be machmir. So, and there's two levels of Chumrah. One is if you find Dam, And then we'll see that Lamaisa, we are machmir even if we don't find dam. But first, let's start with what's clear, which is if you do find dam. So why are we machmir if you do find dam? So we'll have about 8 reasons or so from the Rishonim. And some of them are some Rishonim quote more than one reason, but 8 reasons. So the first is the opinion found in the Gaonim. This is Rav Natanai, Rav Haigon. It's in the Shari Tshuva and other sources. And it's a chash that with the Torah Dam Besulim, Yavot Gam Tzichtzuche Ziva, or the Lashon of another of Rav Hai is, Yavshash Lo Yetze Dam Nidam Dam Besulim. The Ravid quotes this is, Dechayshinan Shem Im Tzar Besulim Asa Dam Acheder Shutame. So what's the point? The rupturing of the Besulim is very painful, it's traumatic, and as we've seen throughout the year, certain things sometimes trigger Dam Nida, like Kfitza. So the pain associated with the rupturing of the Besulim might also cause Dam Nida. We can't be 100% sure this is only Dam Besulim. Maybe there's some Dam Nida mixed in, and that is why we are Machmir. Okay. Next opinion is the Ramban. The Ramban writes in Hilchos Nida, Per Gimel, that actually, well, what is this? As we said before, it's Damaka. So for Machmir over here, that shows us that we're always Machmir for Damaka. Mikana talamed, she'en tolim b'maka, she'en l'chamaka g'dolim izu. And yet we are Machmir, even the Ketana were Machmir, right? You can't imagine a greater Maka. And yet we say that even for the Ketana, you have to be Poresh. So clearly, we're Machmir for all Makos. The Rashba is very troubled by this. He writes that, Afal Pishain Rashiva Nasari, Ani Omer Shain Hanidom Domal Raya. You can't compare this to other cases. And therefore, we need to come on to a different reason. As we've seen, certainly, we do not paskin like the Ramban. That's why, you know, we spent a couple of weeks learning Damaka. If we learned like the Ramban, there would have been no reason for us to do that simon at all. So we do paskin that when you have an appropriate maka, you can be tolim maka. So that's clearly not the reason. So what then is the reason? So the Rashba says two svaros. Or, well, actually, let's get to the Rashba a little later. Let's turn to the Rush first. The Rush is actually, I think, one of the hardest shitos to understand, because he says two different svaros, one in Ksubos, Perak Aleph, Simen Tes, one in Nida, Perak Yud, Simen Aleph. And the reasons actually seem like they're contradictory. So first we'll start with what he says in Ksubos. There he writes, Aval hachalo kilu chachamim ela adera bechmiru chachamim achronim chomer yaseira letama os dam besulim mishum shema nisarvu bo dam nidas. So it doesn't say why we're choshesh. But we're choshesh, maybe there's some dam nidas here mixed in. Okay, that's what he writes. And nida, though, he seems to reject that reason. Venerally, no, that's not why we're choshesh. That doesn't, you know, bishlama, if you were only choshesh for a gdola, so we could say, fine, you know, maybe like the Gaonim said, the pain caused tam damida to get mixed in, but for a tinokes, that seems utterly ridiculous. So that's not the reason why we're choshesh. And even if she is a gedola, why should we be nachos anyway? We don't normally suspect there being damnida mixed in when we know there's a maka. Even a woman who's mochzekas is a ramach mustashmish, where we have very good reason to be concerned. Still, we say miyesh lamaka talu b'makasa. So why should we be machmir over here? It's not a chash that clearly under normal circumstances we have. Because after all, in l'chamaka gedola mizu, sheniv alav yotzim men adam sulim. Elatam chamizu, mishum tu'ilas mitzvah l'chol mesura. The reason is because everybody has to address this question. Then I'll call Bukhi and Bachilok Shiesh Bain, Tino Keshel, Yezman Liros, Vain, Yezman, Vain Bogaris, Vain Ross and Vesavia, the old Misham Dachasi Yitzotopho. No, not everybody knows the Dinim and the Mishnais, they're confusing. Plus, the Chasin has a strong Yitzhara. Hilkach is Kimu, Rabbi Sain Alashos Kulan, the Litain Landin Chomer Shibachomros. Therefore, they agreed to be Machmir and give it to the Din of the Chomer the Chomeros. So, there's a Sira, right? Because in Ksubos, he says the reason is because we're Choshev for Damida. And here he says it's not because we're Choshev for Damida. And moreover, in Nida itself, it doesn't seem to make any sense because he tells us why we have to be Mash for the Dinim, because not everybody is a Baki. But we should at least give everybody Bilas Mitzvah, right? Why do we go so much further than that which is needed? So it's hard to understand what he's saying. So could be what he's saying is like this. The Nida, in Nida, really, we are Choshesh for Dam Nida, like he says in Ksubos. That's the reason why we're Machmir for the Chumra Shebachumros. In other words, Bogares Shirasa. And in that case, we are Choshesh. And then, so what he says in Ksubos is why we're really the reason why we're Choshesh for Bogar Shirasa. And then he's saying, oh, because it's Masur Lakol, so then we're Machmir and we treat everybody the same. The reason why that doesn't seem so Pashat is because he explicitly seems to say that that even that doesn't make sense, because even by Bogares, right, and we're willing to be told on a da maka for, like he says, isha that is rasa da machmas tashmish. So why are we machmir over here? Also, what does he mean when he says chasam li bo tokfo? Like, but okay, so he has a big yetzer, you know, but didn't do anything wrong. It's mutter. So maybe what he means is that you're right. You know, in the vast majority of cases, she's going to be mutares, and there's no chash, and there's nothing to worry about. But there could be a case where you have to worry. I don't know. Let's say she had a hargashas dam nida in the middle. Maybe you'd have to be machmir over there, and chas, and people don't know the dinim, and they're mesura lakol, and chasa chasa nitzo tofo, and that's why we're machmir to give it this chumrah across the board to always be machmir. Conceivably also, I thought maybe he means that when he was talking about, when he said there's no reason to be choshesh, that you couldn't be tola on the dam, as damaka, that wouldn't apply for bogares. Maybe for bogares, because we don't necessarily expect her to have besulim, so then there's not a known maka, therefore you couldn't be told the makasa, and therefore, like he says, once we have to machmir there, we're mashva across the board. Now it's sort of interesting, and I'm not sure exactly what to do with this. This is the view of a number of Rishonim, Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif and others in Ksubos hold that there's no tainas damim by bogares. So why? Because we don't actually expect a bogares to have dam besulim. And then you could understand a little more why we would be machmir for bogares shirasa. It's not such a geshmak answer for the Rush. The Rush in Ksubos, I believe, he learns like Rashi that there is tainas damim by bogares. There's no tainas pesach pasuach by bogares. And that's the way we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch Evan Ha'ezer, samech gimel sif gimel. But what's sort of interesting is I saw the Beis Yosef right over here in our simon that Rov Bogros Ein Lahem Dam Besulim. Right, his lashon is Miktsas Bogros Sheish Lam Dam Besulim. So it's a shtickle stira with what he paskins in Evan Ezer. Because if you think Rov, if you think only Miktsas Bogros have Dam Besulim, why would you have a Tainas Damim in terms of the Ksuba? So I'm not so sure. So there's a couple ways, again, that we could read it. I'm not sure which one is correct. One way to read it is that Maybe the easiest way is that for a bogares, so then there is a reason to be choshesh that there's might be damnida here. Why? Because it's common that there, A, she's rasa, B, it's common that she doesn't have dam besulim, and therefore the Rush thinks even part of the original din, not the original din, but Rav held that she has to be Bobios mitzvah poresh. And then because of that one case where we have to be machmir, then hushfu mido sehen, and they were always machmir. Alternatively, the other way I said was maybe because there are cases, even if by bogaris you would still theoretically be able to be makel, but you could have a case where you'd have to be machmir, like she said here, gashti, and then libo nokfo, and not libo nokfo, yitzro nokfo, tokfo, and the like, and therefore we have to be machmir across the board. So I would say that what's the Rush's reason? It's sort of a combination of being machmir, because bia misur lakol and chasan yitzro takfo, and that's the reason why, because of some type of shashdam that were machmir. So that's, we'll call that reasons 3 and 4. Bia misur lakol and chasan yitzro takfo. Okay. Reason number 5 is found in the Ravya. Ravya says we're choshesh for chumra d'rebi zera, right? That's what the Rav Yah says. The question is, right? Like everybody else is asking. So I guess you have to say, you know, it's also interesting because it would seem that this Chumra preceded Rebbe Zeira, right? Because we already have it at the time of Rav and Shmuel. I'm not sure. It's hard to understand exactly what the Rav Yah was saying. Maybe he would be machmir for all damaka like Ramban, I'm not sure. But that's why the Rav Yah says it, that this comes from Chumra d'Reb Zeira. And again, how you work out the history, I guess you'd have to say it started earlier, I'm not sure.
Zeira's just supporting a minna like this.
Right, right. But the Gemara already implies that it wasn't mispashet, right? Even Besofa Gemara might not have been mispashet. And so there was Zera's time, and yet we have Rav and Shmuel reporting that Bal Bilos Mitzvah Poresh. So it would be strange, though I guess possible, there was Zera was that that it was already had started in some places under the rulings of Rav and Shmuel, and again, it's not even a minhag. He said they seem to be a psak, and yet somehow or another, it hadn't spread for hundreds of years everywhere. Again, maybe that's what the Rav Yah would say, but I think it's somewhat of a difficulty in the Rav Yah Shita. The sixth opinion, this is found in the Eshkol, the Ravan, and others, other Gaonim. A lot of these positions, you could find them in the Yabia Omer, Chelak Dalet, Yoredeya, Chelak Dalet of Yoredeya, Simen Yud. So these Rishonim hold that it's a concern for Chimud. And we'll see, actually, a number of contemporary poskim do pick up on this. They say it's because of Chimud. And just like we saw before, Dam Chimud before the Chasana makes a Rasura, Yosheva Salashev and Akiyim. So because of the chimud that takes place during the tashmish, during the first biyah, so that also could be ma'orer a little bit of dam. Shema machmas chimud tashmish rishon niftach hamikor. Now, the question, of course, you have to ask is, well, if so, what about an almana? In other words, we don't find, if it's because of, we already learned in halacha that an almana is yoshev shivinikim. So even though, why? Because of chimud. So we should also say an almana has to have dam chimud. So you have to say, and I guess it's sort of mashma this way from some of their formulations, that this is a slightly different chimud. This is a chimud for bia rishona or something like that, tashmish rishon. That there's a chimud, so the almana won't have it. The almana has a chumras, has a chimud from Nisuin, maybe, but not this type of chimud. This chimud is only for the first time. That would actually raise an interesting question. So then the second time around, maybe you could be tola on Dam Besulim. If you see it as Dan Besulim a second time, Dan from Besulim a second time, and we'll return to that question a little bit later. The seventh reason is in the Rashba and a Tshuva, and he says it's because we're choshesh for Shmuel. We're choshesh for Hataya. In other words, if we knew that the Besulim were breached, okay, then you have the Makkah, you have nothing to worry about. But maybe there was Hataya. And even though the Gemara says that Shmuel lo shchiach, in fact, that's why Tosas rejects this answer. Tosas can't because of that, because Shmuel lo shchiach. But apparently the Rashba held that this was enough for them to be choshesh this time. Agav, who's coming to speak today? Oh, Dr. Rebek. Okay. So a couple of years ago, we had Dr. Chudnov come to speak to us the last time we learned Hilchos Nida. And he said he once surprised a couple who were pregnant. And he said, you know, you're a virgin. So apparently Shmuel does sometimes happen.
But they don't want to throw beginning.
Right. Exactly. That's true. The way Dr. Chudnov explained it, what Hataya means is that the Besulim is apparently somewhat flexible. So it is possible that in this case they had a virgin pregnancy. Can't have a virgin birth. That's pretty much impossible. But to be pregnant while being a virgin is apparently possible if you know what you're doing, or maybe by accident, like in this case. So that's what the Rashba says. And then the Rashba has a second reason, which is, this is number eight, that this is, yes, remember we rejected the Ramban's theory. The Ramban said we learn from here that we're machmer for every makkah. No, we don't go that far. But if it's just a one-time makkah, then we're going to be machmer. In other words, makkos usually, you know, they could last for a very long time. And if we're machmer for makkah, she's going to be a surah potentially forever, or certainly for a long period of time. Over here, though, we are makkel because it's just pamachas. Now, the Sidrei Tara asks, if this is right, so then we should always be machmir from makkah overes. Now, there's any time she has a short-term makkah, we should be machmir. And we never saw that, right? We did the siman on makkos, and we saw that a lot of times we make go on a makkah, even though we expect this makkah to disappear tomorrow. So that should be wrong, according to the Rashba. And in fact, we'll see later, Rav Moshe says, that shows us that we don't follow this Rashba. But the Sidrei Tara is miyashiv this kasha, and the Sidrei Tara answers that the answer is that, yeah, but we want one rule for all. So makos come in all sorts of flavors. It's true, sometimes they're short-lived, but sometimes they're long-lasting. Sometimes they last forever. So therefore, we're not machmir for maka. But over here, where it's always, you know, basically by definition, short-term and short-lasting, so therefore, and maybe even Pamachas, we'll have to see. We'll talk about what happens if she has Dan Besulim the second time. But, you know, typically it's only Pamachas. Maybe it's always Pamachas. And therefore they were Machmir. So that is the eight reasons why we're Machmir for Dan Besulim. So those are all reasons why we're Machmir if you actually find Dan. What about if you don't find Dan? So the Rashba says like this. Afilu bav loy matza dam klal porish mimena. The cave under Rav Nashim Yeshlem dam besulim. Shema rasa tipas dam kechardol. The nevad o chifeo shechvazera. Just because you didn't find doesn't mean there isn't. Maybe there was. It was lost or covered with shechvazera. Now, the fact that he says nevad o chifeo would imply that even either one of those is enough. Now, even if there wasn't shechvazera, let's say in a couple had bias mitzvah, but there wasn't shechvat zera, still, you would have to be machmir. Now, the implication, though, is that if she was a mukas eitz, then there would be no reason to be poresh, right? We said before, maybe, according to those gaonim, it's because of chimud, so potentially, even if she was a mukas eitz, she would have dam besulim because there is still the chimud of bia rishona. But according to Rashba, l'chora, there's no concern at all. The only reason why we have this chumrah to be machmir, even when no blood is found, is because of what? is because it's a makkah of it's because rov nashim yeshlam dam besulim. So we expect that she had dam besulim. If we know she doesn't have dam besulim, then there's no reason to be machmir. Fine. Now, not everybody accepts this ruling. Not all Rishonim think that we're machmir if no blood is found. The Rokeach, for example, actually, he's no to machmir, but he writes, Achrov harabanim cholkem alayf omim eina tamea im lo shetira b'shas b'ilad. So rov rabanim held that if you find dam, then fine, that's when we're machmir. But if you don't find dam, you shouldn't be machmir. The Ravid also quotes this view, and he says, v'hachem istar b'lakula. Is also the view of the Rashbam, quoted in the Ur Zarua. So there are a number of Rishonim who say only if you do find dam. However, we don't paskin like that. We paskin like the Rashba and probably most Rishonim that say that we're machmir even if no dam is found. Now, this brings us to a very strange shara that the Rama has by Hara. So the Rama writes like this. Well, first, the Shulchan Aruch. V'afilu badka v'loy matza dam, t'mei Hashem arasa t'ipaska dam kefardal v'shechipir shechvazara. Interesting. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, like the Rashba, v'shema avda o chifehu. The Shulchan Aruch says chifehu, which might, that we don't paskin like this, but it might be a sniff that we sometimes employ, that maybe, according to Shulchan Aruch, you only have to be machmir if there was shech vazara. And as we'll discuss shortly, there's sometimes not. Hagah, v'yesh mekilim im lo ras adam. So that's the view that we just mentioned. V'nagu l'hakel im lo gamar gmar bia. Im lo gamar bia, rak haraba, lo ras adam. So if there's only hara, plus there was no dam, then we're mekil. Aval im ba leha bia mamish, so why are we mako for hara? Right. Normally we know, as we talked about on Monday, we do treat hara as bia in other respects. So it's mashma a little bit from the Rama that we're mitzaref the mekilim over here that say anytime you don't find dam, it's okay. Now, maishna. So maybe it's because you could do hara without actually rupturing the besulim. That's what the Sidre Tara says. The Sidre Tara sort of says, even though hataya is lo shchiach, it's shchiach bara. But if it's be a gemura, so then we are machmir. Okay, so what does hara mean over here? Because we know that the gemara refers to two types of hara, achnasas atara, Nishikas Eiver or Hachnasa Satara. So what are we talking about over here? So Lachora, we don't just mean, we mean actually that there was Hachnasa Satara, because otherwise there's no Chiddush, right? In other words, if it's just a Nishika, so then, of course, you know, that's not enough to rupture the Besulim. There's no Tzad that it would rupture the Besulim. So there's no Havamina that she should become Asura Alts Dam Besulim without blood if you didn't even get the Aver in. So, what? Unless it's Chimud. Okay. Yeah. Seems very unlikely that's the whole Chiddush of the Ramah. So, that's why the Poskim assume. No, we must be talking about where there was Hachnasa Satar. Okay. And the truth is, then it is a Chiddush, because if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Gimel by a Rodef, it's clear that there is Hasaras Besulim by Hara. So then you could ask, well, if there's Hasaras Besulim by Hara, then why does the Rama make any sense? Right? Manashach. So that's why you could say, like the Sidre Tara, which is yes, but it's Shchiach Hataya by Hara. So yeah, I guess if you go in straight or whatever, then Hara will cause Hasaras Besulim. And thus, the Besulim are still pretty external, but it's pretty likely that, or somewhat likely, that that there won't be Hasar Sabasulim with Hara, and therefore we're Mekel if there's no Dam. Okay, so now the question is, so how far in are we still willing to be makel and treat this as hara and matir her? Maybe it's just hachnasas atara, right? In which case, this kula doesn't get you that far. So Rabbi Willig thinks it's still hara until you know the entire aver went in. And moreover, if you're uncertain, you could be makel because of safek drabanan lehakel. Now, there are poskim that are more machmir. Some poskim say we're machmir after rov, or after more than ishikas, after more than hachnasa satara. But I think there's room to be makel, like Rabbi Willig said. And unless you know there was gemar bia, unless you know it went all the way in. And the reason is because in the typical case, actually, like you can ask them what, was there rove or not? The typical case, nobody has any clue what they're doing. And therefore, you know, they can't really even answer the questions. There's so many sfeikos. So you know, what happens? A chassan calls you, you're a chassan teacher. You have to keep your phone on the night of the chassana so that... they have any questions, they could call you even if it's at 3 a.m. Okay. So they call you at 3 a.m. and they say, we're not exactly sure what happened. So the first thing you have to ask them was there any dam? Obviously, if there's dam, then she would be a sura. Assuming they say there's no dam, so then you could ask, was there, you know, did the aver all the way go in? And if the answer is no, or I don't know, so then we could be makel. First of all, let's keep in mind that a number of Rishonim are makel if lo matzah dam, regardless, even if there was bia gemura. Second, we're dealing with a safek drabanan, as we've seen, safek drabanan lahakal. We can't really be mevara. There's no way of figuring this out. Oftentimes, they'll tell you in those cases that there wasn't even tsar, which also would suggest that there probably wasn't gemar bia. A lot of times in those cases, there isn't shechlas ara either. Usually what happens is that something happened, they're not sure what happened, then there was misas aver, and the couple's exhausted, and they, you know, whatever. So a lot of times there's not shechlas ara either, and as we said, that might be an additional tzad to be mako. Also keep in mind, like we said before, that our you know, the kalas nowadays are oftentimes a mukas eitz. That's very common, especially if she like use tampons or things like that. So in light of all those sniffim lahakel, if, you know, again, each case has to be decided on a case-by-case basis, but typically if they don't know that they had bia gemura, then we could be, and we know there's no dam, then we could be mako. I think you, again, usually if you don't know what happened, they still don't know what happened. They don't know that there's bia gemura. They're so still. No. How do you know?
I thought we were doing a tzira of shitos.
We're a tzira of shitos that. That maybe if you don't find out, it's okay. Plus, this might not really be a gemura. No. No, I think we assume, even if there was, just if there was no shechazer, we have more to rely on. But I think in the end of the day, we would be makel even if there was. Okay. Now, the next question we have to figure out is, could they be gomer the bia? So the Gemara on Samachem base is like this: Amar Rabbi Abba Rabbi Ashi El Meyata Bal Nefesh Lo Yigmer Biaso. In other words, once we're choshesh that there's dan nida here, so we know that we already discussed halachos of what you do when you find dan in the middle of bila. Certainly, you couldn't complete the bia. So therefore, how could it be mutter? So the Gemara says, no, him came libo nokfo poresh. In other words, what? That he might end up, if he has to be poresh not be gomer biaso as soon as he ruptured the besulim. So then what might happen? Well, he might not end up rupturing the besulim, right? He'll never finish the gmar bia. He'll never be makayim for revu. That would be terrible. So therefore, we allow him to be gomer bia. So now the question is, well, what exactly are you allowed to do? What does gomer biaso mean? So the Ravid writes that, of course, you still have to be yote be'ever meis, right? V'hai bal bilas mitzvah porish de kamina lo porish miyadu. Dimke nimtza yitziyasu analo kubiyasu. Ela mamten achyamus uporish miyad minamita. Porish means what? Porish means minamita. Osha porish asimiyatlo. So are there any kulas here? I mean, the Gemara says, you know, libo no for porish. No, yeah, we'll be makel. Linot tziparnov bekarka at sheyamos eino tzarech. In other words, he could just wait for the aver to die down naturally. And after all, etiru lo ligmar biyaso. So we do allow gmar bia. Ela omed at sheyamos uporish vizui gmar bia dekamina. Not so clear to me the mitzias of what the Ravid means. What does gomer bia mean? Does it mean you could be you could finish the hachnasa after the rupturing of the besulim, but then you'd have to stop, or the like? I'm not sure. Maybe it just means gomer biaso means you don't have to do ni'itzas tzipornayim bakarka, but that's what the Ravid says. The Ravid says, if we're actually choshesh for dam nida here, for whatever reason you think, the Ravid's reason, as we said, related to tsar, but could be because of chimud or whatever other reason you have, maisa, once we're going to be mahmir, so it would be a total tarti de sasri to go ahead and then say you could be porish bay for chai, mimanashach. So the Rashba, though, disagrees. And the Rashba says, the Rashba is not clear how he understood the Ravid. He says that if the whole Ravid's concern is like it's a chucha betlula, it's a tati desasri, if you allow to leave with an ever chai, so the Rashba says, well, it's also a chucha betlula if you allow it to be gomer biyaso. So the Rashba, I think, understood the Ravid as gomer biyaso, meaning you can finish your hachnasa. And he's saying, ah, even you have a tati desasri. Could be that's not what the Ravid meant. The Ravid just meant that we don't require ni'itza. That's what it means, gomer biyaso. In which case, maybe it wouldn't be a kasha. Al kopanim, the vast majority of Rishonim, and of course Halacha L'maaseh, is against this. Ravid, the Rashba, the Baal HaMor, the Rash, and others all say it could be porish be'ever chai. It's a tarti desasri. Yes, it is a tarti desasri. But if we didn't allow for this tarti desasri, imkein libo nokfo porish. So why do we like have this tarti desasri? You know, it is shver. I mean, usually we don't actually like tarti desasris. But I suppose, you know, to be machmir after gmar bia, after he left, so that's a chumrah that wouldn't, you know, would be a low-cost chumrah, wouldn't be a high-cost chumrah. Because to be machmir, that he has to be otzi be'ever mei, so then im kein libo nokfo porish. And, you know, they would never end up consummating the marriage. So we can't be that machmir. But a little machmir, we could do. And taka, it's a little bit shver. But that's what we paskin like. So what does that mean, l'maisa? Gomer biyaso, be'ever chai. So the Shevet Alevi explains, motel asos abia b'kama kochos, you could do many thrusts, uvavachal yoti aver. In other words, until you've taken aver out, you can do whatever you want, you don't have to think about it. And then afterwards, that's when the din is that they should be poresh, and he should leave the bed, and the like. Oh. So a very common question that we need to talk about nowadays, well, it's not that common, but we'll see there's a version of this question that's becoming more and more and more common. But first, the earlier version of the question is Hotziu habesulim al yedei instrument. This is discussed in Igros Moshe Yardei Chelak Aleph Simen Pei Zayin. So Rav Moshe answers that she's muteras labayla ve'insri hashem v'nekiyim. Now there's actually two questions, and we're makel about both. the two questions. Question number one is, at the time they take the besulim out through the instrument, meaning say she goes to the doctor's office and the doctor removes the besulim. So does she become asur at this point? Does she have to have shivanikim? So if you think perhaps that it's totally in the tzar, so then it would be asura. She would become asura labayla. I mean, you know, the tzar in the doctor's office is also probably a lot. I don't know if it's more or less. Maybe it's less. I don't know. But Rav Moshe is still mako. Then we have a second shaila, which we'll get back to in a minute, is do you have to be choshesh, let's say, the next time they have bia? Let's even imagine that they took out the psulim before marriage, and then she has bias mitzvah. So do they have to do it? Or no, there's no din of dam besulim in that case because she's a mukase. So we'll talk about the first one first. Rav Moshe says that the taking it out with an instrument does not make her asura. Because why? They were only misakein when the besulim came out through tashmish amita. V'lo al yedei hakas etzu meshinkis. So they didn't make this takana. Now you ask, but what if it's because of pain, isn't there pain here? So Moshe here writes, interestingly enough, Rakal Yede Bia Shikta Safek Yesh Dilmahaya Gam Dam Meachimud Raksheish Litlos. So it's interesting, Moshe does bring down the Chimud aspect back into the equation, even though that wasn't necessarily the only answer, even the most popular answer in the Rishonim. There's definitely no chimud, with the doctor in the office when he's taking away the besulim de mishinkis, and therefore it's okay. Now, Moshe says, so let's say, okay, they took it out with the mishinkis, and so she's mutares, and then they have bia, and they find dam anyway. So he says, no, that will be tolan dam besulim. We're not going to, obviously at that point they'll have shiva nekiyim, but we're not going to say she has to start being, there's a reisa for a dam machmas tashmish, because maybe the doctor missed something. So we don't have to worry about that. Fine. The Paiskim in Bnei Brak, the Minchas Yitzchak and the Shevet HaLevi, were very opposed to this Rav Moshe. Minchas Yitzchak is Chelak Dalet Simin Minchas. They even write to Rav Moshe asking him to be chozer from this psak. And they say, no, you have to be machmir. Says, why? Because the Rashba says, why are we machmir for Dam Besulim? Because, at least one answer the Rashba was, it's a one-time makkah. That's why we're machmir. So here it's still one-time makkah. So Rav Moshe said, well, we clearly don't accept the Rashba because we're always makel for one-time makos. So the Minchas Yitzchak said back, yeah, but the Siddur Torah answered that. He said that Dam Besulim is different because it's always a one-time makah. So Moshe didn't think that was a good answer. He said, no, the Rashba Shita was that we're always machmir for any one-time any makah that's very short-term. And since we don't accept that Rashba, then we don't have to be machmir over here by the Mishinkis. And then the Minchas Yitzchak says, plus you have to be choshesh for the gonim, that it's atz the tzar and not atz chimud. He says, Rav Moshe quotes the chimud. That's true. There are some Rishonim that might say that shita isn't even quoted in the Beis Yosef at all. Rav Moshe says no. Really, Rav Moshe is saying they were only misakein. We only find that they're misakin in this case. He brought on chimud as a svara, as a svara to be machalik. But in the end of the day, I think really Rav Moshe's logic is lo tiknu ki agavna, so therefore mechatesi have to be machmir. That's what comes out. Now, one of the issues that you have, and you see that was really troubling these poskim, was the idea that they were concerned that women would have the doctors remove it so they don't have to worry about Dam Besulim. And they had all sorts of, I would say, non-halachic opposition to that. We'll get back to that in 1 minute. I'll just mention another shita. This is not a accepted shita, but I heard people tumulting about it in the Beis Medrash. So I'll mention it, the Or Yitzchak, Rav Abadi. So he has a series of tshuvas on this. Chelek Aleph, Siman Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, Lamed Hey. And he says something which is like very hard to imagine. First he says, okay, the doctors remove the besulim, or the doctors even tell you that there are no besulim, then she's okay. But that's okay. That we could understand, like what Moshe says. So let's say she goes to the doctor before she's married. And the doctor says, oh, you know, you're a mukaseitz, you have no besulim. He says that because he removed it, or he says it because I just could see you have no besulim. So then, you know, assuming there's no dam, they're good. Okay, that's not such a big chiddush. That in fact, though, again, some of the Bnei Brak poskim don't accept that. We do accept that halach lemaisa, that if she has no besulim, then you don't have to worry. If it's known she doesn't have besulim. But then Rav Abadi says, oh, and if the doctor sees that she has besulim, she's also okay, even though she bleeds. Well, how could he say that? That's against everything. So Rav Abadi says, no, the only reason they used to be machmir in that case, because they didn't know. Maybe she didn't have besulim. And I was, what's the reason why we're machmir? Because maybe she didn't have besulim. And in those days, they didn't know how to tell, did she have besulim or they didn't have besulim. So therefore, since every woman was basically a suffolk having besulim or not, so they're machmir, because maybe she doesn't have besulim, and therefore this dam is dam nida. But if she has besulim, then for sure we know that this is dam besulim, and therefore you could be megal. So Rav Shlomo, he sent that to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach said, that doesn't make any sense. First of all, they used to know if you had besulim or not. It's not very hard to tell. You don't need a doctor for that. You can use your finger to figure out if you're a besulim or not. Somebody else could tell also. I mean, you could have somebody check. So you can't, don't tell me that they didn't know. They could also figure it out, right? In fact, it's...
You want to get the test with the bubbles.
Okay, right. Well, that's sort of a test, right, without an internal examination. But, you know, even if you don't know, you're not a bucky in doing that test, but... there are pretty other easy tests. And he says, second of all, even if you're right, let's say until modern medicine, they couldn't tell with certainty, with easily, I don't know. He says, well, we saw 8 reasons in the Rishonim for this din, and this was not one of them, right? You made up your own reason. So, but Rav Abadi, despite that letter from Shlomo Zalman, stuck to his guns, and he still holds its mutter. He's really like... machmir makel because I'm not sure how common of a concern this is, but he's afraid that if we're not matir, so then it'll come to an isser, it'll come to him being motzi zera vatala, or worse, there'll be boel when she's actually anida, and all sorts of other concerns that he has, and that's why he thinks it's very important to be makel. But this is not a kula we accept, and it's really very hard to understand. So now let's talk about another shaila. What if she removes her besulim beforehand? And as we'll see in a moment, this is actually something that's becoming more popular. Either she does it by herself, or she asks a doctor to do it, or the like. So first of all, we should point out that this is not a new shaila. The Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, writes like this: V'hatamar b'bia rishon liyabra. Chazal assumed that women could not become pregnant in their first bia, and yet that's exactly what happened to Tamar. How is that possible? Amar lei, Tamar be'etzba miyacha. Damar b'yitzchak kol moacho shel beis Rabbi Tamar shman. V'lama nikra shman Tamar al shem Tamar shemiyacha be'etzba. So not just that Tamar did it, the women in Beis Rebbe used to do this. So why'd they do it? Why were they removing their besulim beforehand? So the Ravid writes, they did this kedei shelo yavo lidei hasafek bebilas mitzvah. In other words, when you don't remove besulim, so there's some type of uncertainty here. Maybe it was a bia shalissa, or maybe there was dam nida mixed in or something like that. So to stay out of trouble, they used to do this. Fine. That's the Ravid's answer. The Ritva answers, they were L'shem Shamayim Niskavnu, Shayrotzos, Lahakim Zerami Ba'alayan, just like Tamar did, right? The Hayuk Sherim, Umishbachas Ksherim, the Kedoshim, and that's why they're called Al Shem Tamar. Good. The Meiri says, why they do this? Hayu parshin ba'alehen lomo Torah. Oh, you know, the husbands were going to have bias mitzvah and then go off for who knows how many years, or at least, you know, till yantif or whatever. They're going to go off to yeshiva. And therefore, they wanted to become pregnant. So they made sure to do this. Or he says, some have the girsa, not Mocho shall base David. And because they were soldiers, they were going to go out to the army. And again, they wanted their wives to become pregnant and be a Rishona. That's why they did this. So in Rishonim, we seem to, there are all sorts of different theories why they did it, but doesn't seem to be frowned upon. However, the Minchas Yitzchak says, they did it, Shalom Beratzon Chachamim, and it's a terrible thing to do. And like I said, he asks Rav Moshe to be Chozer from his tshuva. Why? Why is it so terrible? Why is it called Be'ilas Mitzvah? Because you're Meisir the Besulim, the Koresis Imo Bris. Don't bring me a raya from Tamar. Ein Lavi Raya. Why? They are Lemala Mehasagasenu. And Yaakov did it. To be Mekayim Reishis Oni. Leah did it. I guess he told her to do it. And Tamar did it maybe because she didn't know if she'd have another chance to be Maimid Shvatim. So, or Maimid Zara from Yehuda. And Beis Rebbe, they were wrong to do it. And therefore, you shouldn't do it. And it's a very bad idea. And the Chut HaShani, the same type of thing. First of all, we have this idea that if you do it, you're not even sure if the Besulim were ripped off. So anyway, he thinks you're going to have to be Poresh. In other words, the Shevet he's Choshesh that you can't be sure. So it doesn't even solve that problem. And Chazal said, Ein Isha Koreses Bris El Misha Asa Kli, Ukedayim Divrei Chazal Lekaimim Kipshutam, Afim Adavar Karuch Be'ezetzar. And then he says, and what about if you do it before the chasana? He says, if you do it after the chasana, so she's going to become a su anyway. So you haven't solved any problems because he thinks. And if you do it before the chasana, so then you can't write besula on her ksuba and she doesn't get masayim. And not only that, but if the edim sign on it, so you could say, okay, the husband's mocha, right? He's makabel on himself. But the edim that sign on it, they're ede sheker. And you need to rip up the ksuba and get a new ksuba. Not all poskim agree to this. Some say if the Baal knows, so he's mochel, he's mekabel al atzmo, it's fine. And they ate him, so nobody ever collects the ksuba anyway. I mean, there's money paid upon divorce, but it's not really based off of the ksuba. And so maybe it's not true that they're ede sheker. No, but the point is that, so you're may in them, may ede sheker. In other words, and then once they know, in other words, you have the responsibility, what he's saying, as the husband, to say to them, you can't say, you're makabel kinyan on what's written here, which is basically you as the chasana saying this is true to the best of my knowledge. And then you're telling them, please sign here. So if you don't tell them, so then they're made checker, shogeg, or ba'ones, but you're machti them. So that's not right.
The fact that we don't usually collect ksuba makes it not.
It's interesting, Shaila. The Chazal say that you're not. It is an interesting Shaila. I don't know if this is. You told me that Rabbi Willick said that, right? In the fourth year Halacha Maisa, you told me that. Rav Moshe has a slightly different varch. Rav Moshe doesn't quite go that, but. But didn't you say that? I thought you told me that in the fourth year that you said that. I was in Zelcha to this chelak of fourth year, but that's where it was quoted as saying by Rabbi Stein. That's what I heard that as well. I didn't hear it the Mishmo, but that's what I heard very well of this fourth year. I think, you know, I don't know if this is the answer. Tosfos writes in Gittin that Edim are only made Amana Shebishtar. Right, that's why Tosa says you're not mala from Shtarus Liyuchsin, right? If it says Ruvain ben Shimon HaKohen borrowed money from Chaim, even if you find out he's not a Kohen, the shtar is kosher, and because they're only being made on the ikker, not on the ancillary. And that's why, even though by Gittin they had the minhag of writing, in the times of the Gaonim, they started writing the place of birth of the husband and the wife, in case there's Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. So Tosos writes in Perek HaZorek that if they got it wrong, it's not me'akev, the get's still kasher. We don't say it's mezuyif mitocho, because it's not necessary, and anything that the Edom aren't made on. So now, obviously, in the olden days, the Edom were made on her being a besula. Maybe what Rabbi Willig was saying, we should verify this, was that nowadays, since it's known that the ksuba's never collected based off of the amount written in the ksuba. In fact, you know, we probably intentionally use a coin that nobody even knows what it means. You know, if we wanted to make this payable in a more literal way, we wouldn't talk about skukin and other such things. So maybe that's what he had in mind. It's an interesting shaila. But that's, so as I said, so Rabbi Willig, among many other poskim, Rabbi Schechter, it's quoted also in the back of Rabbi Shabalowski Sefer saying this is, no, if you know that there are no besulim, then she doesn't have to do it. Now, I still think that most poskim, though, would not advise doing this, not advise having a doctor remove the besulim. It's an interesting shaila when we consider that chavala shelo letzorach. You know, it is an unnecessary medical procedure. You could say, well, it's going to happen anyway. Is there a difference between doing it in a doctor's office? It's less tsar, right? And we are, you know, in terms of the iser of chavala, or things that really aren't dangerous, we do take into account matters of tsar. You know, I still think min astam, you know, there's no reason not to do it the old-fashioned way. Now, I was told, just one second, I was told that there is a popular Kala teacher who recommends that Kalas do dilations before they get married. And these dilations basically make Bias Mitzvah more comfortable. That's the purpose. And sometimes it's like a series of dilations that get bigger and bigger. And sometimes by the time you're done, maybe frequently by the time you're done, there's no besulim left. Not always. No, no, it's not a pill. It's literally, it's mishinkis. It dilates. She puts it ba'oso makom and starts off very small and then a little bigger and then a little bigger. I don't know exactly the details. This is, you know, very new. You know, one has to, I think the verdict is out, in terms of whether this is recommended. We certainly, I don't think we could say it's usher, but, you know, whether we recommend this or not. But then the question is, if women are going to be doing this and then they do it and then they get themselves checked out, and they don't have any basulim left. So I think, you know, at that point, Taka, she would be okay. People really don't like the idea of dam basulim, and for understandable reasons. There might be some benefits to it, some psychological benefits to it. Now's not the time to discuss this, but, you know, it is hard to go from 0 to 60 in one night. And sometimes there is a value and a benefit in waiting. It's for another time. So we have a little bit left. I didn't quite finish.
Is there a motion making even when you don't know? Just because one pirtza, there's a documented pirtza that's a dump.
I think that's what he meant. I mean, I think he means the doctor says it's gone. Yeah? So show me. Let's look at that. Maybe I'm remembering it correctly. Okay, we still have a couple of more things we need to do here. About our chakos and how many days and the other things, but we'll finish quickly on Sunday, I guess. We'll finish short. And then on Monday, we will start Me'ubares, and Minika. That's going to be the last thing we're going to do. That's a very long Beis Yosef. You know, we got through all Beis Yosefs until now, so there's no reason to stop now. And, you know, the shiur won't take as long because I don't think we're going to get into some of the details about, you know, babies that look like frogs and other interesting shilas. But there is a lot of halach l'mais also, obviously, in that siman. And then we're going to talk about as well, obviously, what comes up in the poskim over there, which is the halachos of childbirth, which, you know, basically you don't get to until the very end in the Pischei Tshuva when he starts talking about the Nachla Shiva and the Polish women. So as Hashem, we will do that probably Monday and Wednesday. It probably will take us 2 days. And then that'll be the end of Hilchos Nida. Then we'll, till Pesach, we'll do, like I said, we'll do Puravu. And then following Pesach, Hilchos Avelos. Okay. I'm sorry? I'll send out my Makomos. But yeah, that's where you would start. Yes, Moshe, go ahead.
In terms of the issue on the Kesuvah, does anybody say that besulta could be understood to mean a woman who has not had bia as opposed to a woman who doesn't have besulim?
No, because amukaseitz is subasamana we paskin. That's what amukaseitz is. You can't write besula on a mukaseitz.
Okay, so it means literally someone with a hymen. Okay.
A presumption.
Okay, oh, yeah, presumption of a hymen.
Okay, shkayach. Yeah. Thank you.